Hello and welcome. It's our number four, the real thing, our number four of the Ben Maller Show as we continue to chase our tail around. In this hour, we parse the words of a goat. I didn't know goats could talk. I know goats have flies around them and usually smell, at least when I went to the zoo when I was a kid. So what did we read into Tom Brady's latest statements about his future? More vague comments. Is Tom Brady planting clues that he's about to retire? We'll take a look at the evidence. We'll get to that right now in hour number four. Here it is. Giving the TB12 system a try. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. Here we are together again in the air everywhere as we avoid being a box office bomb coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the enormously vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the ache. You give us 10 minutes, we'll give you a headache. Actually, I've had a headache all day. The Fox Sports Radio Studios, a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from Tampa Bay, Brady Bay, however you want to call it. Fresh off a season-ending defeat, kaput, against the Rams in the divisional round. Now the world is on the edge of their seat, the sporting world. We're all gluttons for punishment. What's going on with Tom Brady? Everyone's obsessed with this guy. What's going to happen with Tom Brady? Well, Brady has spoken yet again about his future. He talked about a number of things. Brady, a chatterbox with his confidant, his best bud, Jim Gray, on the podcast they do every week, which, by the way, is available. I didn't know this, but is available on the iHeart radio app. Anyway, shameless plug. So if you didn't hear the latest from Tom Brady, maybe not. We've got a lot of audio. We're going to play some of it now, and then we'll see how this goes here. So Brady was asked about the difference between, you know, wins and losses and all that stuff. But he said that he loves being in the arena. And just to prove I'm not lying, here is Brady saying that he enjoys being in the arena.
You saw with these four games is there's a lot of people that still love watching football because there's so much unpredictability to what's going on in these games. And they're really a joy to be a part of. I really enjoy that. And even though I said the other week, you know, I'd rather play and lose than not play at all, you know. And, you know, as much as a losing hurts, it's much more enjoyable for me to be in the arena than not in the arena.
There you go. Man in the arena. That's the big thing he always brings up. Man in the arena. All right. But wait, there's more. Tom Brady pointing out that now that the season is over, he is going to step away and decompress.
Well, I think the point is there's no really rush for me to figure out what's next. You know, I'll know when I know. And it's a day after the season. So I think for all of us, you know, we can all decompress a bit. It's been six straight months of football every day consumed by, you know, day in and day out football. And I think now it's just some time to spend some time with my family and spend some time with, you know, my kids. And
hello.
Yeah, that was the voice of one of Brady's kids who was entered in there at the end. All right, now we're getting to the good stuff. Oh, this is going to be the good stuff. So then we move on here, and this is again from the Brady, the Fugazi podcast thing that Brady does with Jim Gray. So here is Brady playing the kid card. You heard one of his kids interrupt at the very end of his answer there. But here's Brady playing the kid card from the bottom of the deck about his future.
As I've gotten older, I think the best part is football is extremely important in my life. And it means a lot to me. And I care a lot about what we're trying to accomplish as a team. And I care a lot about my teammates. And the biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. And, you know, they've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. You know, it pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. And, you know, I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need because they've really been giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I love to do. And, you know, I said this a few years ago, it's what relationships are all about. It's not always what I want. It's what we want as a family. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and, you know, figure out in the future, what's next?
All right, see, that last part is that a giveaway? We're going to get into it in a minute. But there's one more sound we're going to play right now. We'll save another one for later. But Tom Brady here, again, this is all from his podcast, his latest interview. He said, he's asked, what goes in to the decision whether to play another year, whether to bless us with more Tom Brady 24/7 coverage in the year 2022? Here is Brady on what goes into deciding.
Every year I just have to make sure that I'm have the ability to commit to what the team really needs. And that's really important to me. The team doesn't deserve anything less than my best. And if I feel like I'm not committed to that, or I can't play at a championship level, then you got to give someone else a chance to play. And, we'll see. Again, there's a long time between now and the start of next football season. And, I've got to really figure those things out, which is probably natural for anyone.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck on that. So there you go, Brady. A lot of time, blah, blah, blah. All right. So let us discuss the question. Hey, listen, we are here to parse the words of these people in sports. So what did we read in? What did we read into Tom Brady's statements? We played pretty much all the good stuff about his future. So I've got Loaf of Bread, Justin Timberlake, and Moscow. And we will put all of these things together, and we are going to make a delicious Mahler pizza with the garlic, the bell pepper, the onion. Oh, my God. Just tremendous. All right. So to kick off the festivities here, Tom Brady pretty much confirmed what we had said in a previous episode of the show. So that makes us feel good because it validates that we were correct, that this thing is going to drag through an extended period of the offseason. He's going to crutz ois, as they say in Yiddish, with this. And Brady spoke for about 30 minutes with Jim Gray. Most of it was commercials. And nothing was resolved. Now, we didn't expect anything to be resolved, but Brady was intentionally vague and ambiguous throughout this. My head was spinning as I listened to this conversation, and he was buttering his loaf of bread on both sides. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but he took out the bread, he buttered it on both sides. He was sending mixed messages is what I'm trying to say. Because on one hand, we played the sound. Brady loves being the man in the arena. He still loves the competition. He's still good at it. But he also said he could walk away proud and satisfied in one part of this interview. Even after Tampa was humiliated, they were outclassed by the Rams for the majority of that game. It was only the Rams' generosity that even allowed Tampa to have a shot to tie the game. And without that, the Bucs would have been completely done. Now, furthermore, let's address the family stuff. Okay, let's address the family stuff. So this has been an ongoing storyline back to Tom Brady's days with the Patriots. You might remember one year Brady was a no-show. He was persona non grata at the offseason work for the Patriots. And this was a big story in the Boston media, and they were trying to figure things out. They're like, well, this is a sign he's not going to come back, and Giselle was pulling him away from the Patriots. Well, it turns out he came back and played well, not great, but well. But this part of it is puzzling to me, playing the family card. Because to me, if you could map your life on the way things would go, and I told you, you'd be in your 40s, you'd be really good at the job you have, a job which is normally for young people, people in their 20s, but you're good at it in your mid-40s, you're making a ton of money, and the quality of life, it's amazing. You know, you talk about work, and it is a job to be a professional football player, but it's also kind of like being a science teacher, except it's better than that. You get paid a lot of money. People rhapsodize and praise you and put you on a pedestal when you're a pro football player, but you get a lot of time off. That's how you're like a science teacher. Forget summers off. Your teachers get a couple months off. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers started their break for the offseason on January 24th, so yesterday. Today's the 25th. By the way, happy birthday to my brother. He's not listening, but I got to call him today. I got to remember to call my brother. It's his birthday today. Anyway, so today's the 25th. Yesterday was the 24th. And so that means, you know how many days off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to have before they report to training camp? They report to training camp July 25th, roughly. That's when they reported last year. That means the Bucs will have 182 days off. 182 days off of rest and relaxation, essentially 6 months of R&R. It's kind of like that old Justin Timberlake song, Cry Me a River, right? For Tom Brady and all these guys. What an amazing life All right. The big pain is that Tom Brady has to decide whether he wants to go to Brazil, the Bahamas, Hawaii. Where does he want to go for the next, you know, several months? And I understand he's got to stay in shape, and that's obviously part of it. But in terms of the actual meat and potatoes of football, he's in the driver's seat. He's got all the answers to the test. He knows all the X's and O's. He knows the language of football. In fact, it's like that old college basketball quote. Tom Brady has forgotten more about football than any 10 people I know combined, right? So anyway, TB12 has mastered that like the back of his hand. Now, the last thing, we mentioned that Tom Brady, as far as his interest in a farewell tour, we actually have some more sound we're going to play here. And I'm not going to jump over this, but here's what Tom Brady said when asked by Jim Gray if he wants one of these ass kiss tours where he goes around and they give him a piano in one city and they give him a set of drums in another because he beat our team like a bunch of drums. Anyway, here is Brady asked about the possible retirement tour.
I think that'd be distracting for me. You know, I'm really an ultimate, you know, my enjoyment comes from not a recognition of kind of what I've accomplished as a player in the league. My enjoyment comes from the competition.
Oh, it's all about the competition. I found this comical, right? Brady said, you know, as you heard, it would be distracting for him. Says his enjoyment comes from the competition, not that kind of recognition. Now, I give this one some side eye because I believe Tom Brady is visiting Moscow to watch the Bolshoi Ballet is what he's doing here. This man has a side hustle, branded the TB12 system, where he sells all kinds of random gadgets and health-related products. He just started a clothing line. Tom Brady, man that is all about the competition and not the recognition, has been selling overpriced hoodies and shirts slapped with the name Brady across the chest, but he's not about that kind of recognition. Listen, Tom Brady would publicly say he doesn't want a retirement tour while privately relishing every single second, saying hallelujah, hallelujah on that retirement tour. That is my belief. He says, oh, no, I'm not like that. No. But I only will talk to you, Jim Gray. I will not talk to anyone else. You're my bestie. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on and on further and further into the night / early morning hours now, and this portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by our friends at Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. So we had a caller last hour, this guy named Matt in Houston. He's working at a factory in Houston. He's bored out of his mind. He's been calling the show for the last couple of weeks, and he has nothing to say. Like, he's a terrible caller, but he loves the show, and he wants to be a part of the show. He wants to be a character on the show. So I said if he keeps calling, I'll give him a nickname. So the Maller Militia has come up with a bunch of nicknames. We're going to try to whittle this down to three or four, and then we'll have the final vote, and then Matt in Houston will have a new nickname. This is very exciting. This is the kind of content that you can only find on overnight sports radio. Now, straight ahead, check out door number two and have social media investigators solved the Tom Brady riddle. We'll go there as well, and we will do it next.
It's not that big, but it's coming down pretty hard.
Whoa!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Ben Maller Show has been unscientifically proven to reduce stress and treat insomnia on the third shift. Maller Militia missionaries like yourself can help expand the Ben Maller Show via word of mouth. Tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Only you can help us enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Mark Mann, the Bronco fan from Colorado, writes, and he says, A++ on the Tom Brady Maller monologue. Brady is going to milk the cow dry. And he says, happy birthday to me. I turned 56 today. You're not allowed to wish yourself a happy birthday. It's not allowed. Sorry. Cannot do it. Cannot do it. Supermarket Steve says, what are you talking about? You don't butter bread on both sides. That's exactly how I get it when I go to Raising Cane's. Well, yeah, that's a cheat code at Raising Cane's, the chicken finger place. You can't ask for the bread to be buttered on both sides, but that's not how they give it to you. You have to. That's a special request item. It's kind of like the hidden menu at the In-N-Out burger chain. That there's certain things you can get, but you have to ask for it. Now, Ray writes in and says, you get an F- on the monologue. I'm pretty sure a science teacher in his 40s doesn't have to worry about life-altering injuries like an NFL quarterback. Well, I don't know about that, Ray. I mean, some of these schools, who knows? Depends what school you work at. It says concussions, tearing knees apart, blah, 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 blah. I know. Get a violin out. My God. Tom Brady's like he's like going to combat. He's going to war. They don't protect quarterbacks at all, Ray. I mean, you're allowed. You get free shots at quarterbacks. Anytime you want to take a hit at a quarterback, you're allowed to do it. 100%. 100% correct on that. All right. Let's see here. Now, let's do this nickname thing real quick because I wrote this down. I don't want to lose. I wrote these notes down, and God forbid, I don't want to waste these notes. So we have this guy, Matt, if you're new this hour. Matt in Houston's been calling the show regularly for a while. He loves the show. He has nothing to add in terms of content. He just stays on hold. He's got a boring factory job. Because of COVID, there's not much going on. And so he just stays on hold and all that. So, Eddie, are you there, Eddie? I've got some nicknames here. Roberto, Ricky, if you want to chime in here, we can vote. We got to whittle this down. We got a lot of nicknames. So we got to whittle this down to like the top four. And then we'll have the vote of the people. The Maller Militia will decide what is the final official nickname. And this is very important. This is like a bar mitzvah type thing when you give somebody. You're becoming an adult on this show when you get a nickname. Are you ready, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This is very exciting here. In no particular order. This is just how I happen to write these down. So don't think that I'm leaning one direction or another. I just happen to write these down. I just randomly was going through my social media. All right, so hold on a sec. I hit the wrong button here. Hold on a sec here. Bad job by me. All right, here we go. Bad job. Tracy, listener Tracy, she's in Minnesota. She says Matt's nickname should be Smooth Operator because he's an operator. Rob in Vegas with a nice sarcastic shot at Matt says Mr. Excitement as the nickname. So those are two. Smooth Operator, Mr. Excitement. We've got Monotone Matt as a tribute to his delivery. That's from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Graffiti Man Matt, because he said something about graffiti. We've got Mundane Matt from Tyler. Mr. Intensity from Rob in Minnesota. Reverend Ray is going with Factory Matt. Mr. Nice Guy says Multitasking Matt is the answer. Mason the Millennial says based on Matt's delivery, he should be known as Slow-Mo. And Alf the Alien Opiner says, hey, since he's in Houston, there's only one name that's appropriate, and that would be Cheating Matstro as the answer. Do any of those sound good to you, Eddie? Any of those?
Well, I am a fan of alliteration.
Yes.
So Multitasking Matt is not bad. But I think I like the idea of playing off of his enthusiasm, delivery, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mr. Excitement and Mr. Intensity, I think it's one of those two for me.
Mr. Excitement, Mr. Intensity.
I'm leaning towards Mr. Excitement.
What about Mundane Matt, though? That's a good one, too. You don't like Matt?
Monotone Matt.
Monotone Matt. Matt could do that. That wasn't sent in. Oh, yeah, it was actually sent in. Milkman Mike, excuse me. What am I saying here? All right, so you vote Monotone Matt?
Yeah.
All right, so we got, let's see here.
And Cheating Matstro.
You like Cheating Matstro. So I think that's four, right? I think we're good on that. We've got, if my math is correct, Mr. Excitement, Monotone Matt, Multitasking Matt, and Cheating Matstro. All right, we're good, right? There you go. All right. Anyone say no? Any objections?
Factory Matt was pretty funny.
You like Factory Matt? Yeah. So Ricky's going Factory Matt.
It's not funny at all, Ricky.
Yeah, that's not really fun. I mean, Reverend Ray there smokes so much weed, he thinks it's funny, but I don't know about that, but thank you. All right, so there's the four. I'll put that up in a little bit. And if any time you go to the show, if you're listening live throughout the day, you can vote one per customer on Twitter, or you can go on the podcast. And if you're listening to the podcast, which is obviously recorded, you can go vote, and we'll see what happens with that. We'll put it up until the beginning of the show, the Wednesday show, and we'll see how this goes. So, Mr. Excitement, Monotone Matt, Multitasking Matt, and Cheating Matstro. Those are the final four choices for our new friend Matt to decide. So behind door number two, we just did a rant about Tom Brady and his future in Tampa, which will be a recurring topic here. Well, Bruce Arians, the coach, he says, I'll be back. And he was asked, what the hell are you going to do if Tom Brady retires? He said he was asked if he would be comfortable with the quarterbacks on the roster. And he said he would be. He said, listen, if Tom Brady retires, he would be comfortable with the quarterbacks on the roster. Don't you have to say that, though? That's like that. You got to say that. That's the default answer. The quarterbacks on the roster in Tampa, other than Tom Brady, are Blaine Gabbert. Yes, that Blaine Gabbert and Kyle Trask. Never heard of him. And he said, though, he would look behind door number two. He said that's where the Buccaneers found Tom Brady, behind door number two. Interesting. Interesting that I didn't know Brady was hiding behind door number two, but that's what he said. We also have some internet investigators that believe they have solved the Tom Brady riddle. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. Let's go to the phones, though. Bring it home. Jerome is in Kansas City. Hello, Jerome.
Man, my feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry. What did I do? How did I hurt your feelings?
Well, you said that you wanted to choose the callers, and you chose over me, a guy who sees dead people and one-legged guy and a guy who doesn't have a name. Ben, I done boxed a barbecue. I sang you a song for your birthday. What do I got to do to get some love around here? Do I got to drink pee, Ben?
Well, that would be a drastic step. That would be a drastic step.
I got to touch myself more? Is that what I need to do?
Well, you got to admit, though, I mean, the guy that picks up dead bodies, that's an interesting thing. The guy that has leg bitten off by a gator, not many people can say that, I think. So those two were legit. Now, you know, the other one, I don't know about that. And the other one might have been a mistake.
Well, let me see if I can give some valuable content to the show. Ben, I was at the Chiefs-Buffalo game. I have seen some pretty awesome opportunities for sports in Kansas City. I was at the Don Dinger missed call game at first. I saw Derek Thomas get 7 sacks in the game. But what I witnessed on Sunday afternoon, I don't think that I will ever see anything to that magnitude again. It was absolutely incredible to see two titans of football, Allen and Mahomes, go at it the way that they did. I was speechless. I didn't think that we were going to come back. I didn't think that we had an opportunity with 13 seconds. And to see what Patrick Mahomes was able to do and come back in that game, it was surreal. It was a moment in time. You couldn't script it any better. If you wrote the game out itself, you couldn't write it any better than the way that it came out. Of course, with the Chiefs being on top, I'm a little partial, but kudos to the
Buffalo
fans.
I would argue there's some people in Buffalo that would disagree with that. Now, a couple of questions. You actually stayed to the end. You didn't leave early. You didn't head to the exits when the Bills scored. There were 13 seconds left. You actually stuck around to the bitter end.
Can I talk to Eddie for a moment, because he will be partial. He'll be sympathetic to my plight.
All right,
I went to the game with my wife, who is not a cold weather person. So although we were still at the stadium when the fireworks unfolded, I did not want to be inconsiderate to my wife as the temperature began to drop down. We were headed out of the gate.
You admit you were leaving. Okay, that's a good admission.
Wait a minute. When did you leave?
It was getting close. It was probably 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and I could see my wife beginning to struggle with the cold weather. So I told her, you know, we can go ahead and leave. So we were more or less listening to it on our phones as we were heading out to the exit.
You thought I'd be sympathetic to that?
You're a married so man. Your wife. I mean, I know that you're a man of reason, and you don't want to. I mean, I was so excited that my wife decided to go to the game at all. It was a great moment for my wife and I, and I did not want to put her in a situation where she was uncomfortable. So at the point when the temperature dropped below freezing, I was okay with leaving out the gates.
Yeah. He's saying that he's a great husband, and he dragged his wife. She's not doesn't have the sports gene. She took it. My wife doesn't have the sports
gene. I would say bad job by you to take your wife to the game if she wasn't willing to watch the entire game.
Well, Eddie, I would have said she bought the ticket, so I have to.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you're saying the only way you could see any of the game was if she bought the tickets?
I'm saying that she thought enough of me to take us to the game, and she had looked for other friends of mine that she could go. I mean, I was excited just about the fact that she was there. She's not a sports fanatic. Normally, she would have bypassed an opportunity like this, but I told her the importance of the game. I told her that it would be a game just like how it turned out.
Hold on. If this is about your love for each other, why can't she wait 3 more minutes of game time and overtime?
Eddie, you know how cold it was in Kansas City, though? I mean, like,
layer, man. Layer up.
Wow. What a douche. All right, listen, I feel you, Jerome. We got to move on, but I feel you. This reminds me, Eddie, I was at a Dodger.
No way in hell I would have left that game. I would have bought my wife an Uber and said, I'll see you at home.
I saw something that will never happen again in sports. I was a witness to it, but I was on my way out and had to turn around and go back and watch. I was at the game Cardinals-Dodgers. There was a player named Fernando Tatis, the kid or the old man of the kid with the Padres. And he hit 2 grand slams in 1 inning against the same pitcher, Chan Ho Park, who was pitching for the Dodgers. And the game was a blowout. I had to get up early on. It was a Friday. I think it was a Friday night, if I remember. I had to get up early. So I was heading to the exit. And I was on the reserve level at Dodger Stadium. I'm walking out. And I hear this buzz that Tatis is coming up again. And the base is low. So I turned back. I made a U-turn. I came back. And I was near the pearly gates. And I saw the second grand slam. I didn't completely leave the stadium, but I came close. I was on my way out of the stadium. And then I saw it. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show, as Jerome admitting. I give him credit for admitting. You know, some people would have lied. He didn't lie. He admitted his wife wanted to leave, so he was headed to the exits when the Chiefs came back and tied the game there at the end of regulation. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll take more of these riveting phone calls. Also, Cite the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, coming up in a little bit. But right now, over to Games of Note Garcia we go for all the news from the overnight.
All right, thank you, Ben. We had 4 games in the NBA. The Suns beat the Jazz 115-109. Devin Booker, 33 points. Chris Paul, 27 points, 14 assists in the win. They're 7th straight, and the Suns now have a league-best 37-9 record on the season. Utah dealing with some injuries. The key players have dropped 8 of 11. Bulls hold off the Thunder for 111-110 victory. Chicago's a half game back of Miami for the best record in the Eastern Conference. Cavaliers beat the Knicks 95-93. New York is a half game back of Washington for the final play-in spot in the Eastern Conference postseason race, and the Pelicans beat the Pacers 117-113. Top 25 college basketball battle of ranked teams out of the Big 12 were number 5. Kansas beat number 13 Texas Tech 94-91 in double overtime. Jayhawks now 17-2 on the season. Number 15 USC, a winner over Arizona State 78-56. In the NHL, the Golden Knights shut out the Capitals 1-0. Robin Leonard, 34 saves and a shutout for Vegas. Rangers edged the Kings 3-2 in a shootout. Avalanche blanked the Blackhawks 2-0. It was the Ducks down in the Bruins 5-3. Flames all over the Blues 7-1. And the Wild crushed the Canadiens 8-2. Coming up tonight in the NBA, we have the Brooklyn Nets hosting the LA Lakers in our Discover Card Key matchup. It's brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that is why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. So let's get you the latest from the NFL as far as injuries heading into the NFC and AFC title games. X-rays negative on the injured ankle of 49ers standout offensive tackle Trent Williams. His status for Sunday's game is uncertain, however. Wide receiver Deebo Samuels from San Francisco available for practice. He should be able to go, is dealing with a sore right knee suffered against the Packers. Rams safety Taylor Rapp, left tackle Andrew Whitworth on track to play in that NFC title game. Rapp has been out with a concussion. Whitworth Worth missed Sunday's game with a knee injury. And Chiefs starting safety Tyrann Mathieu still on the concussion list after being injured and missing most of that playoff game against the Bills on Sunday.
All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on, and if I said there was a sponsor to this show, who would you say it was? That's right. Look at you. You listen so much, you know. I could have you read the copy. I don't need to read the copy. I could have you. Maybe we'll do that. We'll have like Dick and Dayton one day read the copy and Marcel. That'll be fascinating. Well, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. So the phones we go, and let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe. Let's say hello to Angry Bill, who's in Jacksonville. Hello, Angry Bill.
So take that in your pooper and pop it.
Yeah.
Guys, Matt's nickname should be Don't Call Matt. Simple. Just don't call. But that's only my opinion.
Yeah, well, you're such a great caller.
I
you
like
could give that advice.
I mean, when I say I like him as a player. I like him for his talent. But if he starts whining again, I want one owner, one GM, say, look, pal, go take a hike. Hop in one of those Mercedes vans and drive west right into the ocean. I'm tired of listening to this guy whine like a little – I got the word for it, but you're probably not going to hear it. I'm tired of this guy whining like a little baby. I've had it. Somebody's got to have the balls to tell him to shut up and go home.
Balls.
What do you think, Ben?
Here's what I think, Bill, and you're older than me. You should know this. If you have a certain level of status, you can do whatever you want. Look at LeBron James and all the nonsense LeBron does. If you're a big-time star, you can get away with that. The moment Aaron Rodgers starts sucking, then he won't be able to get away with that. But as long as he's
going to win. What's that? He didn't win, did he?
Well, he didn't win. He's going to win the MVP award.
Oh, big deal. In the NFL, big MVP deal. Award is nothing. Okay.
Yeah. Tell that to Cooper Kupp and all the other people that aren't going to win MVP awards.
Well, there's a talented guy, Cooper Kupp. Okay.
Well, didn't you tell me the Bucks were going to beat the Rams or something? I thought you said that, didn't you?
I never said that word. Oh, Bucks were going to beat the Rams.
Yeah, you never said that word. Yeah. Okay. I got to go. Thank you, Bill. I got to move on. Let's go to Jed, who fled. Hello, Jed. Also in Florida. Hello, Jed.
What's going on? I like Flat Cat Matt. You know what I'm saying? Because he's always got things. But how many callers, what number of groups am I in that have been so impactful upon the show? They've had two nicknames. Anybody besides me?
Well, you did have a different nickname. The reason you got the nickname Jed Who Fled, you had signed up for a major heavyweight fight against, who was that against? I think that was against that guy Real Talk, right? Wasn't you in Real Talk?
He's got a pretty mouth on Squeal Talk.
Yeah, we kicked him off the air. But anyway, we couldn't get a hold of you. We thought you were dead, and you fled. Yeah. You became Jed Who Fled.
I can't even remember what family emergency I lied made up.
I know. Well, the emergency was you had some drugs you wanted to do, and that was more important.
I think what happened was I was binge ready, and I was ready. I was at the peak of the mountain for a good 2 or 3 days, and I think I ran out of motivation, shall we say?
Yeah.
You know. Powder motivation, and you know what I'm saying. I probably just slept right through it, but I'm Jed Who Slept.
So, yes, you are. Thank you. I got to go, Jed. Thank you. All right, Let's go. Let's go to Dick in Dayton real quick. I got to leave some time though because we do have Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, and the Tom. Are you there, Dick in Dayton? Hello, Dick. Welcome.
Good morning, Ben and crew. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. So the Tom Brady. I got to pay off this tease. So the Tom Brady story. People are reading what Gisele Bündchen posted on Instagram, and it sounds like it's her goodbye video. She posted this like real sappy thing about how short life is, and you know, at some point you're gonna eat your last meal, smell your last flower, hug a friend for the last time, all of that, which seemed, based on the timing, like it was her letting everyone know she's going to force Tom Brady to retire. Dick and Dayton, if you were married to Tom Brady, would you force him to retire?
Dick won't be denied. Ben, I don't, I know he, but he came back. I don't think he should because he made a pretty good comeback.
All right, so Dick and Dayton, Ricky, can you tweet that out? Dick and Dayton does not think Tom Brady should retire, but you didn't call about that, Dick. You have been living the Ohio sports fan life all these years. You've watched miserable football for many, many years, and now a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope.
Has come true in Cincinnati. It is unbelievable what Joe Burrow and the Bengals have done.
Dixter,
and you know,
Ben
and Eddie and crew, I think the Bengals are going to pull an upset Sunday. Are they going to win by two? I think so.
You're calling a shot. Right now, Dick and Dayton calling a shot. Cincinnati goes into Arrowhead and upsets the Chiefs. You heard it here first. Nobody else has this content. So a two-point win for the Bengals.
Yes.
All right. That's a shocking prediction from Mr. Ohio Sports, Dick and Dayton. You are on the record here, Dickster. You are on the record. Yeah. How's retirement treating you? Everything good with you?
Good, yeah. You know what happened? Somebody came in here this last week, and they messed their phone up. So I have to use a cell phone. They can't get to her phone till Friday because all the storms and stuff. But boy, Ben.
Oh, I wondered what happened. I was like, we haven't heard from our friend.
I got the call, and I'm glad I did. But go Bengals.
There you go. Go Bengals. All right, good luck fixing your phone there. I know the weather can be nasty there in Dayton. So thank you, Dick. There he goes, the Dickster. Checking in, giving us the inside skinny. So we are going to have Site the Bite, the great sports radio mystery Site the Bite. That is right around the bend. I need some judges here. It's a very easy game. Actually, it's a hard game. We'll play a little sound clip, and then you have to figure out who it is. Someone from the world of sports the last 7 to 10 days. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Your O-line can't do anything.
That's right. Great kid caller.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing keeps you up at night more than the authentic sound of the Ben Maller Show. Help bond with the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and get funky in the audio vault of magical podcasts from past shows. It's as easy as ABC and 123. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Amplify the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's time now to Site the Bite, where we play random generic sound bites. You know, inane sports and entertainment cliches spoken by so-called experts. And you try to tell us who's doing the talking.
And it is Site the Bite, the great sports radio mystery every week this time. And we'll get right to it. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by our friends at Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. So it's Site the Bite, the great sports radio mystery. We'll play a soundbite from the world of sports here. Someone from the last 7 to 10 days. You have to figure out who it is. Let's go to the audio tape. Here we go.
They made us pay with everything. They made us pay with everything.
All right. They made us pay with everything, I think. Will anyone get it right? I will go first. I will say caller number 5. Eddie?
5.
Caller 5. Roberto?
Yamada number 5, Big Ben.
All right. Very good. And what about you, Ricky?
Caller 3.
Caller 3. All right. Ricky's a big fan of the show. Very good. Here we go. Thanks for playing along, Ricky. Good job by you, unless you didn't. Play it again, Roberto. Play it again.
They made us pay with everything.
All right, let's go with Ned in Nebraska. Ned, you are my caller number 1.
Good morning, boys. Love the show.
Hello, welcome. What's the answer here, Ned?
I'm going to go with the savior, Justin Fields.
Wow, that certainly sounded like... Is it Justin Fields? Is that the answer? No, That is not the answer. But thank you, Ned. Thanks for playing. I'm glad you liked the show. Makes me feel good. Good for my ego. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Face. My guy, crazy Cub fan from Chicago. Hello, Face.
¿Qué pasa, cabrones?
What's going on? You're caller number two, Face. What's the answer here, bud?
All right. It's either Josh Allen or the U.S. government.
Is it Josh Allen or the U.S. government? Is that the... no, that is incorrect. Time for our first clue. Always exciting. This guy, let's see here. He went to Wildwood High School. Wildwood High School, this guy. Very excited. I know you're excited by that. All right. Play it again, Roberto.
They made us pay with everything.
All right, let's keep it going here. We don't have a lot of time. Let's say hello to Brian, who's in Los Angeles. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, is that the sports sources, prolapsed Uranus?
I didn't understand. I don't know. Is that? I don't know what he said, Roberto. I don't think you're right. Thank you, though. Sorry, that is incorrect. Let's see here. Let's go to Jim, caller number five. Jim, you're number caller four, Jim. Do you have the answer, Jim?
Oh, it's former Minnesota golfer Bobby Jackson.
Bobby Jackson, no, that is incorrect. This guy started as a coach with the Boston Celtics as an assistant coach. Last call, caller five, Andy in Washington. What's the answer, Andy? Oh, he's not going to get
Frank
it. It's yeah, Frank Vogel. He got it right. Frank Vogel. He said it.
Blow
he said
it. Rocky Roberto.